Can I just say that when it comes to political spin, Thailand's new military government has launched a campaign with a suspicious title. It's called Return Happiness to the Thai People. This from the guys who last month ousted an elected civilian government. The junta's PR offensive includes handing out free food and even free haircuts. Arthur Barago is a businessman from Austria who lived in Thailand for almost a decade. He says he left last year because of concerns over freedom of speech.
When I arrived in Thailand, late 2004, it was one of the freest countries in Asia. You could do what you want, you could say what you want, but after the last military coup in 2006, it changed dramatically. The level of freedom of speech decreased. Everything became more and more fanatic, and the voices of the royalists did not want to see a democratic future in Thailand.
On Twitter, on your feed on Twitter, you've pointed out the absurdities of the Thai conflict on both sides, the government and their offers of free haircuts. I mean, what is that about?
Well, you see, this military junta is really stuck with their mindset in the 1950s. They believe that Thailand is the center of the world, their king is the king of the kings, and everybody has to take them serious. So they want to create an understanding that what they are doing is actually a good thing. They want to say, Thai people, we are different. We don't need freedom and democracy. We have a king, and we make the decisions under consideration what the king wants. And this is the best for Thailand. So they started a PR offensive, which giving people some bread and games would calm them down.
What about the protesters and their demands? Explain to us this Hunger Games three-finger salute and why it's caught on in Thailand.
It was about 2 weeks ago when the first protesters suddenly showed up and raised their arm, showing three fingers. In the beginning, nobody understood what it was stood for, but immediately people found out that it came from this very famous trilogy, The Hunger Games. And actually, it stands for the ideals of the French Revolution, which are freedom, justice, and brotherhood. The problem was the moment the military realized that this is a very strong, peaceful, defying them, they banned it. So everybody who is now raising their arm in public will be arrested immediately. There are 6,000 soldiers in Bangkok alone to prevent it and to catch everybody who does it. So by banning it, of course, it really, really caught fire.
Yeah, interesting you mentioned Caught Fire, because that is the second volume of the Hunger Games trilogy. Did you detect any parallels with Thailand and the situation there?
Well, unfortunately, Thailand became an extreme parallel, not only of the Hunger Games, but more of George Orwell's 1984.
Explain that.
Well, Prayut, the general, started with a kind of shock and awe tactic. He really make sure to stamp out every resistance. So he arrested everybody who even dares to defy. He did not set up a military junta which aims in future to allow elections again. He will stay in power. It has become a totalitarian royalist dictatorship.
Are you worried your online activities could blacklist you or maybe blacklist any ties in Thailand you might be associating with?
Well, for me, I know that I won't be able to return in Thailand, not as long as this dictatorship is in power, and probably not as long as the monarchy exists in Thailand. For my friends in Thailand, yes, I'm worried about them. Some people I was very close to, they have already left Thailand, but their families are still there, and they fear really for the lives of their families, because the junta said, nobody is safe.
Mr. Barago, thanks for speaking with us. Great to meet you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Still ahead on The World, what is gold and hollow and the envy of just about every country on Earth? Think about that, and we'll fill you in later here on PRI.
The World is brought to you by PRI, with help from TiVo, recording up to 6 shows at once and 3,000 hours, plus Netflix, Hulu+, and YouTube, all on the TiVo Romeo DVR, TiVo.com.